Vacation starts with VA. Whether you're feeling beachy, mountainy, or every-y in between, you'll find all that you love all in one trip to Virginia. Start yours at virginia.org.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
You Decide 2024. We bring in Samantha Manning from our Washington newsroom. Sam, you remember from your time covering news here in Jacksonville at Action News Jax, O-Search and its growth here in Northeast Florida, and to see JU's tremendous growth. Yeah, you're up in D.C., but I'm sure it makes you a little homesick, does it not, Sam?
Yeah, Rich, I was listening to the conversation, really excited about all the growth that they were talking about, especially happening downtown, Arlington. Sounds like great things are happening there. I really do miss Jacksonville a lot.
I know we got to get you on one of these O-Search vessels so you can go tag some sharks and get to know some research. Probably a little bit more interesting than covering presidential politics, although sharks can be in the water around a debate. And indeed, what a pivot point. Our first debate is next Thursday, and the stakes are really high. Brand new polling is just out this morning. Bring us up to speed. What's that showing?
Yeah, so the new poll from NPR, PBS News, Marist poll came out this morning. It has President Biden and former President Trump virtually tied, getting 49% of the vote among registered voters nationally each. And that includes undecided voters who are leaning toward one candidate. And the director who conducted this survey said most voters have already decided who they're going to vote for in the presidential election. But 9% of voters who were polled said they have not yet made up their mind about who they're going to be voting for. And another 25% said they have a good idea on who they'll vote for, but could still change their mind. In particular, the poll found that younger voters and non-white voters were more likely than other groups to say that their vote could possibly change. And that's really where next week's debate comes into play, right? Those potentially undecided voters and those ones who may be willing to be swayed. And, of course, the first of two planned presidential debates is set for next Thursday on June 27th.
What are we hearing about how Biden and Trump are preparing for that one?
Yeah, so President Biden expected to travel to Camp David later this week, so he can spend some time getting ready for the debate. And we're also learning more now about what former President Trump is doing to prepare. Politico is reporting this morning that former President Trump has been holding a series of private meetings with senators, policy experts, and other allies to try and prepare for the debate. Sources told Politico that former President Trump is not expected to hold a mock debate. Instead, his advisors have been arranging the sessions with experts focused on different topics that they expect to come up at the debate. And among the people that Trump has been reportedly meeting with is Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who's also on his short list of potential VP candidates, right? So getting some advice from the senator about how to handle this debate.
It's like the political world all comes back to Florida, doesn't it, Sam?
Right. All roads lead to Florida, it seems, yes.
Indeed. All right, we'll visit again tomorrow with our Washington News team and You Decide 2024 here.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.